Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports that suicides are the second leading cause of death among young people in the United States from 10 to 24 years of age, with mental health problems among teens including depression, anxiety, and eating disorders. Christy Pierce has written the book titled Shut Up, Silencing Negative Thoughts in Your Head. She wrote this book in collaboration with over 1,000 teens, many whose stories are included and gripping indeed. I want to pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to touch on very sensitive subjects and hopefully in a timely manner. In this case, timely to save a life, timely to preserve the well-being of a family that could be on the verge of disaster because of tragedy. That can be prevented. The Lord in His grace sends Christy to be with us today. And in His grace, and the way that He has worked in her life, He has worked purposefully. And as she fulfills her destiny, she reminds all of us that God is the God of destiny. And my friend, today, as you listen, we hope that you too would be reminded and even encouraged that wherever you might be in life, God, the God of destiny, the God of your destiny, loves you and knows you. And that's why He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to Himself. No matter what struggle you might face, no matter how regretful things may be in your life, no matter how dark you might feel at this time, there's always hope in Jesus, the God of destiny. And you can find that destiny and enter into and live the destiny that God has for you by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ, by receiving Christ as your Savior and Lord. And it's our prayer that you would indeed do that today. Christy Pierce is a writer, conference speaker, pastor, and mom of three children. She's an ordained Presbyterian pastor. Christy, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you, Danny. Aloha. Thanks for inviting me to be part of it today.
Tell us the story of the mother who desperately wanted her daughter to go to Stanford.
And tell us how that happened. Oh, my goodness. Yes, chapter one. Well, I'll tell you, I was not planning to put that chapter in the book, Danny, but my teenagers insisted that no teenager was going to trust me if I did not tell some honest stories about how much pressure they're under. Really, I think it's everywhere, and we live in the Stanford area, and there's so much pressure to do all the homework and make straight A's and be on the club team this and be on, you know, whatever. So I ran into a woman in our neighborhood who was one of those moms that I just kind of cringed when she came by because her little child always looked so sad. And she would tell me that at 5 years old, she was doing the French club and she was doing the Spanish club, and that her husband had gotten her a personal trainer because she was too fat when she was five. and that she really wasn't measuring up. And so she got a B+ in math in kindergarten, and it just kind of went on and on. So anyway, I saw that mom later and heard about what was going on, and her daughter just seemed to be under so much incredible stress. And she was telling me that she's wanting to go to Stanford, and she's doing the ballet, and she's also at the same time president of a French club. And but then my husband grounded her because she got a B+ and took her dog away. And it was just so horrible that something welled up within me. And I literally think I almost said the word shut the hell up to her. I was afraid in that moment that I had. And so thankfully those words hadn't come out. But I do think I just said to her, I kind of snapped and said, you know, does your daughter want to do these things, or do you just want this for your daughter? So it's a tough thing, because as parents, I'll tell you, I am the most broken parent ever, so I don't pretend to be a perfect parent. As I'm writing the Shut Up book, I'm taking my child to basketball and taking this one here, and there's so much pressure on the parents, too, to have their children involved in so many things. But the pressure on these teens and the homework and the amount of hours and the sleep is a huge issue, Danny. The American Pediatric Association declaring that kind of a crisis, where kids are getting so little sleep because they're, you know, working so hard. Anyway, that's the long story I think you were referring to that my children insisted must be in the book.
There was a small but very significant part that, as I read it, it certainly made you snap, but it triggered something in me, and it was the awkward laugh that the daughter had when her mother was saying all these things.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the aghast of a disconnect in not knowing. Maybe it was something that you perceived intrinsically that just pulled you to have the reaction that you had. What do you think, Christy, is the cause of this mental health crisis among teens and college students today?
Well, I'll tell you, Danny, everywhere I go to speak, and I'm speaking to large groups of teenagers, high school students, college students, in schools and youth groups and chapels, but also to parents now, you know, doing an awful lot of speaking to parents, because as hard as it is to be a teenager in this age where, you know, suicide and depression, anxiety, and eating disorders are all around them, it's equally hard to be a parent trying to care for a teenager or a youth pastor afraid for a teen they know that's suffering. So anyway, people ask me, why is this so bad? You know, wasn't it just as bad when we were growing up, kind of thing? And I tell them the story that pretty much everywhere that I speak to teens, I ask them one question. When I start, I say, Have any of you known now or in the past of a teenager who has tried to commit suicide? And literally everywhere I go, about 90% of them will raise their hands. And I go, oh my goodness, when we were growing up, we never heard of anyone committing suicide, or it was very rare. So, you know, this is the world they're growing up in, where kids are jumping in front of trains, or they're jumping off of buildings, or they're cutting themselves, or that, you know, they're depressed or bullied or anxious. There's just so much pressure on these kids. So yes, I think that's a piece of it. So I say that. I definitely think the social media is a piece, and that's a complicated topic that my teenagers have warned me about, because some teenagers think social media is the best thing in the world. Other teenagers will tell you they were bullied on social media, or they feel left out when their friends are all Snapchatting and they're not at that event. I think sleep deprivation is a very big part of it. And honestly, Danny, I think there's this other piece that isn't being talked about very much, which is I think there is a darkness, a spiritual warfare element that is very real. When you have a voice saying to you, jump in front of that train, or it'd be better off if you were dead, you know, all of the horrible stories where kids are, you hear about teens shooting teens in high schools. I just think that's a dark kind of piece of it that we're seeing too. So I think it's kind of a multifaceted thing that we're seeing. A lot of different things go into it.
Before we go into our break, Chrissy, describe spiritual warfare for someone who is hearing about it for the first time.
Right. Well, the simplest way I think to put it is just to go to the Bible, where you can't read the Bible from beginning to the end without hearing about that we are living in a spiritual war. You know, Jesus came and defeated the enemy once and for all, but until we are with him again, there is a reality of Satan, there's a reality of the demonic world. And the wonderful thing as believers is we don't have to be afraid ever of that. But we do need to know Jesus, and we need to know his authority and his power. And when we know that, then we really can be empowered to shut up the negative and the lying voices. But definitely there is a reality of evil, and I think it's hard to deny that in a day and age where we're living right now, and everywhere you turn, things, there's a lot of hard things and that seem pretty dark. So
let's come back later on. Let's come back to maybe talking more about voices that we hear, voices that we listen to, voice, how do voices, certain voices get into our heads. I think we need to clarify that and maybe go deeper in that along the way. Christy Pierce. Christy is the author of the book "Shut Up." What a title that is! That sort of sets you off guard, or on the back of your heels, or maybe off balance is a better word.
Danny, I would have to say, if that title didn't catch somebody's attention, I'm not sure what would.
Well, and of course, that's, we want to catch attention. It's got my attention. It's hopefully got our listeners' attention. When we come back from our break, more from Christy Pierce. Christy includes a nationwide survey of youth in grades 9 through 12 in public and private schools in the United States. 16% of students are seriously considering suicide. 13% already created a plan. 8% actually tried to take their own life in the last 12 months before the survey. Hey, these are serious matters. But we're talking about it today with Christy Pierce. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Waihewa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Thoughts, your thought life, what goes on in your mind? What do you think about? Do you think about yourself? How do you think about others? How do you think about yourself? How do those thoughts take shape? Did you know that what you think affects how you feel? And how you feel affects even what you do? And so much goes back to thoughts. Well, we're talking about thoughts today. And did you ever continuously hear a thought or see a thought or think a thought and you wish you could say, shut up? I don't want to think that. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, my co-host Suzanne Maurer. With our guest today, Christy Pierce. She's the author of the book, Shut Up, Silencing Negative Thoughts in Your Head. You can find out more about Christy and get this book at sayshutup.com. Sayshutup.com. Christy, why did you choose the title, Shut Up?
Yes, you know, Danny, honestly, I never would have come up with that title. It actually came from a very sad thing that happened about 3 years ago. A family friend of ours called in the middle of the night, and very tragically, their son had committed suicide. And the next day, I was praying for the family, and as I was praying, I had one of the clearest God messages, I would call it, that I've had, and I just, as I was praying, I saw a picture of a book, and on the cover was written, Shut Up. And I just sensed the Spirit of God speaking to me that I was to write this book. And the more I prayed, I felt the Lord calling me to write this book for teens and college students, to help them understand in their mind, when they're hearing a thought, what is God's voice sound like? What is your own pain? You know, understanding your own feelings and your own pain. What are those thoughts? And then what are the lying and sometimes perhaps enemy voices or darker voices? And through a relationship with Jesus and hearing him, how to shut up those negative and sometimes the dark voices. How do we do that? So that's kind of the way the birth of the book came about.
So what is the difference between God's voice, one's own pain, and dark, destructive voices?
Right. So one of the things that I loved about writing this book were these wonderful, over 3 years, probably close to 1,000 teens helping us. And I need to say a big mahalo to my teenage friends there in Hawaii. You were a very big part of it through 3 years at speaking at HIM, probably close to 500 teenagers there in Oahu gave us their stories and ideas and, you know, just were wonderful in helping us. So it is difficult to know, isn't it? Where are those thoughts coming from? And so we try to teach these students, these teens, to be able to understand and discern them. You know, that any voice that's speaking to you in a great way, maybe your own self-talk, and I tease them, do you ever wake up and look in the mirror and go, wow, I am awesome. I am amazing. I am just beautiful. Well, not many of us do that, right?
Mm-mm.
But we can have very negative self-talk at ourselves. Sometimes that's because of bullies or people in our family or others who haven't talked kindly to us. We also can develop into more of a serious thing where we can become more depressed or more anxious. And so there's a chapter in the book that's modeled after that movie Inside Out, you know, Danny from Disney, with all the different feelings. So helping them understand what are the sad feelings? What are the happy feelings? What are the scared feelings? And then there's a couple of chapters, the most important one, how do you hear God's voice? How do you know when it is the voice that the Bible says, I call my sheep one by one and my sheep know my voice? How do you know that kind, loving, encouraging voice of God? And then how do you know the voice of the enemy, who the Bible says is the one who's come to kill, rob, and destroy? So if you have a voice saying, jump in front of a train, or cut yourself, or it would be better for everyone if you just died, that is a voice that, in my opinion, has crossed over from just pure mental illness to being mingled in there with the one who wants to really take us out. And so it is, the book tries to really help understand those different voices, where they come from, and then what to do about them.
Christy, how does sleep deprivation play a part in our youth vulnerability?
Right. Well, you know, Suzanne, it's funny because as a mom, I speak to a lot of moms groups, and especially moms of newborns. We laugh and say that when you're a mom and you have sleep deprivation, you understand why they use it for torture, right? Because you mm-hmm. really, it is, you don't function well, do you, when you don't have sleep, and if you chronically don't have sleep. And what the American Pediatric Association is finding is that across the United States, there is an epidemic of teens in particular, but college students, I think, too, that are just simply not getting enough sleep.
Yes.
And part of that is they're being very intense academic expectations, where they're learning in high school now what I learned in college kind of thing. They come home and there's hours of homework, and then they maybe have a sport or a drama or something else that keeps them up. And so they're up till midnight or longer, just trying to get through the day with all that's expected of them and all the pressure. And they have to wake up the next morning again and go to school. And that's especially hard if you commute, which in the Bay Area we do. You have kind of a long commute in traffic. I know Hawaii's a lot like that at times. So anyway, what they're finding is this lack of sleep over time really can contribute to a teen becoming anxious and depressed and even suicidal. So mm-hmm. the American Pediatric Association recommends between 9 and 10 hours, and most teenagers will laugh at you if you tell them that. And when we ask them how many, you know, most of the ones we talk to from our surveys, the large majority are getting somewhere in the neighborhood of 6, you know, hours. Mm-hmm. So it does affect their mood and their mental health.
Oh, it can be critical. Many, many years ago, my own sister, who was a junior in college, went 3 nights, so close to 48 hours without sleep, and ended up mm-hmm. with a complete mental breakdown, and sleep's just critical.
Yeah. And that happens. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It just happens.
So sleep deprivation. I want to go back to what you were talking about even before. The difference between mental illness and spiritual warfare.
Right.
Is there a clear line? Is it a blurry line?
Yeah. You know, it was one thing that was a clear picture to me, Danny, and I think I described this in my chapter on what does your enemy's voice sound like, is my daughter went with my husband, Ben, to the Congo, where he was a missionary, and they actually interviewed victims of the genocide. And she came back having heard all these stories, and she said, "Mom, you know, it's very difficult for anyone to look at the genocide in Africa, where over a million people lost their lives and neighbors were killing neighbors, and simply say that people were kind of depressed." And she's like, "I have to say, it may not be that dramatic, but for my generation, I think it's hard to write off all that's happening with the teenage suicide being the second leading cause of death right now, by saying that it's all a mental health epidemic." Mm-hmm. And I would agree with her. So to answer your question, I think the way I describe it is, I think demons are real. I've had teenagers in hospital lockup places where I've visited them, where they're in psychiatric suicide watch. And I've had them say, "Christy, I feel like I have the devil inside and I can't get it out." And it just makes me so sad, because no one's ever taught them that this is easy to do. I mean, mostly. What I mean is, some mental illness is very hard to heal. But when it comes to our kids being empowered and equipped in Jesus to learn how to shut down and silence and command the enemy's voice to go, that's something we ought to be able to teach our kids. So it takes a little bit of helping pull it apart, like what's a feeling, what's depression, you know, what's anxiety. But when those voices are speaking to you saying, you know, kill yourself, shoot someone else, that's crossed over into the darker. And we ought to be able, Danny, to help, and Suzanne, help kids know how to do that, because that's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
How? How do you help someone? How would we help someone?
Right. Well, I think one of the things that I am hoping comes out of this book, if nothing else comes, and I hope if there are teenagers that you're out listening or parents, that to begin with, one way we fight against the enemy, one way we stand up and get healing from all of this, is to not stay alone. And that's one of the big problems we're seeing, is that as we're interviewing all these kids and we ask them, if you're in trouble, you know, if you feel like you're being harassed by a demon, or you're being bullied, or you're depressed or whatever, who are you going to tell? The large majority will say no one or a friend, you know, but they're not really reaching out for help. So how can we help them? We can't help them if they won't reach out, right? So our hope with this book, it's a little bit of a long way of answering your how, is that we can put something in a teenager's hand that they can actually do themselves, because they won't reach out a lot of the time. So if they were to come to me, or they were going to come to you or to the youth pastor, wonderful, because then we can sit down and hopefully introduce them, if they don't have a relationship with Jesus, help them to understand that as God's kid, he's given you everything you need to shut up the enemy's voice. You don't need to be afraid. You have more power than those voices. But if they're not willing to reach out, our hope with the Shut Up book and website is that they can do it themselves. At the end of our book, we have this chapter 9, and it offers 10 different resources that a teen can access themselves, be it talk to your parent, go to a trusted teacher, go to your youth pastor. Here's Crisis Text Line, which I'm thrilled to tell you is now in Hawaii. It started by a friend of mine, and now any teenager, anyone in need, can 24 hours a day text Crisis Text Line there in Hawaii, and that's always available. So how do we help them? I think it's the whole picture, right? My friend Jordan says God heals in a lot of different ways. So we try to throw lifelines out in all these different ways. But boy, shutting up the enemy's voice, my chapter on how do you hear him, how do you hear the enemy, and how do you shut it up. Hopefully that will be helpful, Danny, because it walks a teenager or college student through how to do this. You know, it's not that hard.
Are you getting it into the hands of military people?
Well, that is a really good question. You know, it's only been out since November, and right now the book is just in the United States, but we've just been contacted by a ministry in the Philippines, and they're going to publish it in the Philippines, mm-hmm. which is pretty exciting. They're going to be inserting, you know, statistics from that country and starting the teenage stories from Filipinos teens and then putting in the resources that are local to that country. Mm-hmm. So as for the military families, boy, I mean, it would be a huge support.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, to answer your question. We're just kind of trying to get the word out with the book. And it's a whole new world, right? Because when you're trying to market to teens, they're not going to go into many bookstores, and they don't, it's really more through their social media that they're spreading the word.
Let's continue this. We're going to go to break now, but when we come back, let's talk more about, even I'm thinking how to navigate through the book as I've read through it. When I think about a teen, for example, if a parent is going to give the book to their teen or youth pastor or someone's going to pass the book on, as we go to our break, I want you to be thinking about this, mom or dad, friend, uncle or aunt. If you go ahead and look at the book, there's a chapter where there's stories from Julie and Devon and Kim and others. You might even just give the book and say, hey, just read this chapter. And the stories themselves have a great impact. As they listen, a teen listens to the teens. You know, Christy Pierce, she has two prefaces for the book. One written for teens and one written for parents. A customized book for teens. And at the same time, there's so much information that an adult will gain a lot from it as well. Much substance. We've got Christy Pierce with us. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
If you live in Hawaii, you want to get this book right away, go to Logos Bookstore. Visit my friend Carl and let him know you heard it on this show. And you can get Chrissy Pierce's book, Shut Up, Silencing Negative Thoughts in Your Head, there at Logos Bookstore. But you may be listening in North Carolina or another one of the 50 states, or perhaps online and listening to this program. Well, you can get this book at sayshutup.com. And you may be listening to it today because you heard it on our National Slice of the Good Life program. Again, get the book at sayshutup.com. Now, Christy Pierce also has a special offer, a special arrangement. In case someone really wants the book but just cannot afford to buy it, go ahead and email her, contact her from her website, and she'll make sure you get the book. Shut Up. This book has a provocative title, and it certainly has an effect on me. I wonder if it's something that reaches down deep in you, because we're talking about such a subject that has to do with young people's lives, and more so, the hopelessness that people feel in the midst of lives filled with pressure. Christy, how serious is cyberbullying? And by the way, I'm like you. I try to zoom in on Instagram, and my kids laugh at me as well.
Yes, I'm a social media idiot, no doubt, and my kids would say the same. And thankfully, I have Julie in Los Angeles and all kinds of teens that have put together our social media platform, because I would be lost without them doing it. But cyberbullying is a very serious thing right now. It is. Bullying has always been a problem, right? It's always been around since certainly my days growing up, way before. But it's harsher and harder now because, and my own kids have been victims of it, where, you know, you can bully people, you know, in a crowd over cyberbullying. And so it's tragic when that happens, and it's just all the more, you know, devastating when it's a group bullying situation on a Snapchat or group text or whatever. It's pretty rampant right now, Danny, throughout the United States.
You're right. Depression can become so overwhelming that you don't want to leave the house, go to school, or do what used to be fun. In extreme cases, Christy, you're right, depression can make you not want to live anymore. It's very important that you understand the signs of depression, because there is good news. Depression can be healed. Christy Pierce, how can depression be healed?
Yeah, I'm so thankful to have a lot of family members that are doctors and counselors and psychiatrists. And they have done a fabulous job vetting all my statistics in the book, because it's so important that to me that what we're actually saying is the accurate truth with those statistics. But one of the things, to answer your question about depression being healed, Danny, that's difficult these days with teens and college students is there are so many barriers between a teen that is hurting and wanting help and them actually getting the help they need clinically. Because let's just walk with me through this. If a teenager is depressed or anxious or suicidal and they want help, well, first thing they need to hurdle, they need to jump, is to tell their parent. And many teens won't do that because they're embarrassed or shame or whatever. But if they get past that hurdle and they tell their parent, well, then the parent has to be willing to get them help. And if the parent's willing, then they have to have the money. And if they have the money, then they often find that good adolescent counselors have a waiting list. So it's very difficult for a teen that's depressed or anxious or has an eating disorder or suicidal or whatever to actually get counseling help. So that said, we've got an awful lot of resources in my book that give access to teens for sort of like online counseling that's started. One organization, Lantern, is now nationwide and in Canada, started by a Stanford doctor friend of mine that you can see a depression screening tool or an anxiety screen tool, and actually online anonymously, which teens love, connect with a coach on the other side. Now, I want to reassure your readers that I'm a huge fan of good counselors and good psychiatrists and good doctors. I have them in my family. I've been myself to counseling and my children, but it's not always possible for kids to be able to do that. And so some of these organizations like Lantern, Crisis Text Line, these are all in my book and on my website. That's a way that a teenager from a clinical side can actually get some help and do it themselves. So depression, though, is able to be treated, but it's a multifaceted issue that needs a lot of wisdom as to what's the best path for a teenager.
I saw something on your website where you have, it's like an index of topics, depression, suicide, and many different topics that someone could connect to. It almost looked to me like sort of like a version of the I Am Second video reach, where the index gives you a customized view of certain testimonies and videos. And I saw a number of videos on your website from young people and some from people of maybe an older age were able to speak to young people. What other resources exist there through your website, sayshutup.com?
Right. Well, Danny, I think just to let any of your listeners know, parents, teenagers out there, I often have parents will come to me and say, I really am wanting to give the book to my teen or direct them to the website, but I'm afraid that they will, you know, not want, you know, feel kind of singled out. I said, oh my goodness, no. Tell them that Christy is longing for input from any teenager that is willing to go to the website and tell us unedited, what do they think? So often then teens will check out the website or parents can. And yes, that's our hope, is that the website, as they open it up, they can find themselves there and realize, number one, I'm not alone. If I am struggling with depression or anxiety, or I'm being bullied, or I'm struggling with my body image or whatever, there's just tons of stories and videos and teenagers that are being willing to share their own story, and also how the Shut Up book really helped them get healing and get bring them to Jesus, how that they learned to hear God's voice through it. So I hope that's going to really encourage a lot of teenagers and college students to check out that website. Lots of resources. Our blog's being written all by teenagers. Our Instagram's being run by teens from YWAM. It's really wonderful to see that they've owned it and taken it, and it's fabulous thanks to them.
Explain how it is that no demon has the right to harm me if I believe in Jesus.
Right. I tell people, when these teens sometimes come to me scared and say, I feel like I have the devil inside me, I kind of go through this spiritual warfare 101 with them. I say, listen, Satan is not like God. He's not omnipresent. I mean, he can't be everywhere at once. So maybe he's at one place. Maybe he was in Hitler or whatever. But you're not likely to encounter Satan. You're encountering kind of the low-level demons. And then I joke with the kids that I like to view demons like cockroaches. I am not a fan of the cockroach. I don't like the cockroach. But I don't hesitate to step on a cockroach if they're bothering me. And so how to teach them not to be afraid, that the Bible says that if you believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. And that Holy Spirit is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. So you have everything you need in the power of Jesus that's in you to stand against the enemy and shut up any of the demonic voices that might be lying and whispering to you. So part of it's helping them identify and get clear on, oh, I know what that voice is. And then building up their sense of how much God loves them more than they could possibly imagine. And that they are his special kid. And with that special relationship with Jesus, he's given them power to silence the dark voices. So I'm not trying to say that it just right happens overnight. For some it does. When it does, hallelujah. But it's a process of coaching and encouraging and listening and building up these teens that often have a shattered self-esteem and understanding how much Jesus loves them. And if they understand that, they're safe in Jesus and they've got what they need to stand against anything else.
Well, and Christy, if we could go to the Word, it sounds like Romans 8:31. What shall we then say? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen. Amen. That's exactly right.
That's only going to help if they already, know the Lord, but it's a powerful verse.
Right. And, I'm pretty direct about that in the book. I've had a lot of publishers come to me wanting to publish the book. Secular publishers, they wanted me to sort of leave the Jesus part out. And I said, no, we're not leaving the Jesus part out. The Jesus part is the most important part. Mm-hmm. Because whether a kid is depressed or anxious or suicidal or dealing with bullies or dealing with demons, the answer is Jesus. So when a teenager or college student learns how much the King and Lord of the universe loves them, then that's the power that they start to walk boldly in and can learn how to deal with the rest of it. So mm-hmm. I agree with you, Suzanne. We just have to go right back to the Word of God and fight back the lies with the truth of God's Word.
Now, as I'm wrestling with what's being said, because I'm thinking about a daunting task that is before us. We have not just the current generation that are, this is the suicide is the second highest cause of death. But if this is any precursor of what is to come, and this ever fast-paced society that doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
The next generation may, if we talk about some demons in a group of young people now, or affecting them, or speaking to them and with these negative voices, what will they grow up to be in terms of parenting and leading? So the implications are quite vast and mm-hmm. serious. When we come back from our break, let's, Christy, Suzanne, let's talk a little bit about that, because I want us to really feel what we are dealing with, feel what is before us. This is not just a one generational matter. It could compound for the next generation and beyond that. We have a lot of work to do. We need this book to get out. SayShutUp.com, Christy Pierce's book, Silencing Negative Thoughts in Your Head. We need to silence those thoughts. This book will help to accomplish that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Christy Pierce is the author of the book Shut Up. Shut up. Yes, that's the title of the book, Silencing Negative Thoughts in Your Head. She is a courageous woman to be able to write what she's written. She has had to be transparent as a parent, as well as including the voices of many young people. She's done a lot of work to put this book together. There's a lot of statistics. There's a lot of support for the arguments that she presents, and she provides many resources in the book. Resources, practical, even if money is an issue, there are still ways. And the gravity of a book like this is such that it can save a life. It can save the life of a loved one. It can save the life of a friend. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. My co-host, Suzanne Maurer, and author, Christy Pierce. Christy, in these last few moments that we have, just a couple of minutes left, what would you say to a teen who is struggling with depression and having suicidal thoughts?
Well, first I would say to that young person that you just need to know that you're not alone, that you may go to school or wherever you go and think that everybody else has it together, but I can promise you they don't. Everybody goes with masks to school and everybody's struggling. And I'd also want to encourage you to know that the pain you're feeling right now is temporary. Oftentimes teens think this is going to go on the rest of my life, but it's not. It's a temporary feeling, and there is help. So please don't stay alone. And I would be love to talk to you on the phone, or you can email me. You can go to our SayShutUp.com website, and there's lots of resources there. But reach out to somebody. Reach out to a youth pastor or, if you know, a family member. Just don't stay alone. And Jesus has loves you and can heal you. So want to encourage you about that.
What about a parent? A parent who feels hopeless. They've disconnected with their child. They can't reach them. What do you say to a parent?
Well, it is heartbreaking. And I will tell you, as a parent who myself has struggled, continues to struggle with kids, we have anxiety and depression streaming down from both sides of our family trees. And so my dear kids have each had that from time to time. And there is it is a helpless feeling to feel like you don't know what to do. So one thing is, my next book is coming out soon that Pam Chun named Shut Up and Listen, and actually for parents and for adults. And actually my son named it, because one day I was trying to give him all these ideas of what to do to fix him. And in a very kind, nice way, he said, "Mom, can you just shut up and listen?" And so I love that. And so I guess in a very, you know, I'm with you parent way, because I know how helpless it feels. Love covers a multitude of sins. So listening, just listening to your kid goes a long way. Trying to help, my Annie always says, "Mom, be sure that you tell these kids we can't possibly understand what it's like to be in your generation." That goes a long way, to tell your child that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we can help you or be a resource to you, I'm hoping the book will give you some ways to put something in your child's hand. And I'm hoping that you could find some hope and some help there. And then I'm speaking at HIM to parents on Shut Up and Listen. And we're hoping, Danny, to do the same thing with this book that we did with the Shut Up book. And that is to gather lots of some ideas and wisdom and help from parents, because I certainly stand alongside them as a broken parent trying to do the best I can. But Jesus is with us. You know, mm-hmm. We're not parenting alone. He's with us. So blessings on you.
You have a winning formula. Mm. In reaching people and getting the message out and allowing people to give their input, and then translating it into your published book as you have it. And let's get it out to as many people as possible. Dear friend, I hope that you've been encouraged. I know this has been a tough subject today, but we need to talk about it. And more than talk, we need to take action. It's been good to have Christy Pierce with us. You can find out more and get a hold of this book at sayshutup.com. And my friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you haven't done so, hey, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Maybe your heart is open at this time. Receive Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Thank you in advance. John 15:16, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Christy Pierce. Find out more at sayshutup.com. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.